Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you today for the best hour, another episode here of a discussion of A Course in Miracles workbook lessons, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Rev. Claudia Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning. Today, we're going to be discussing, above all else, I want to see things differently. That's Lesson 28 in A Course in Miracles workbook. Before we begin, let's join together and just for a moment of silence together, let's take a good deep breath. Above all else, I want to see things differently. Today, we're really giving specific application to the idea for yesterday. In these practice periods, you'll be making a series of definite commitments. The question of whether you will keep them in the future is not our concern here. If you're willing at least to make them now, you've started on the way to keeping them, and we are all still at the beginning.
You may wonder why it is important to say, for example, above all else, I want to see this table differently. In itself, it is not important at all. Yet what is by itself? And what does in itself mean? You see a lot of separate things about you, which really means you are not seeing at all. You either see or not. When you have seen one thing differently, you will see all things differently. The light you will see in any one of them is the same light you will see in them all.
When you say, above all else, I want to see this table differently, you're making a commitment to withdraw your perceived, preconceived ideas about the table and open your mind to what it is and what it is for. You're not defining it in past terms. You're asking what it is rather than telling it what it is. You're not binding its meaning to your tiny experiences of tables, nor are you limiting its purpose to your little personal thoughts.
You will not question what we have already defined. And the purpose of these exercises is to ask questions and receive the answers. In saying, above all else, I want to see this table differently, you are committing yourself to seeing. It is not an exclusive commitment. It is a commitment which applies to the table just as much as to anything else, neither more nor less.
You could, in fact, gain vision from just that table if you could withdraw all your ideas from it and look upon it with a completely open mind. It has something to show you, something beautiful and clean and of infinite value, full of happiness and hope. Hidden under all your ideas about it is its real purpose, the purpose it shares with all the universe.
In using the table as a subject for applying the idea for today, you are therefore really asking to see the purpose of the universe. You will be making the same request of each subject which you use in the practice periods. And you are making a commitment to each of them to let their purpose be revealed to you instead of placing your own judgment upon them.
We will have 6 2-minute practice periods today in which the idea for the day is stated first and then applied to whatever you see in looking about you. Not only should the subjects be chosen randomly, but each one should be accorded equal sincerity as today's idea is applied to it in an attempt to acknowledge the equal value of them all in their contribution to your seeing.
As usual, the application should include the name of the subject which your eyes happen to light on, and you should rest your eyes on it while saying, above all else, I want to see this blank differently. Each application should be made quite slowly and as thoughtfully as possible. There is no hurry.
Above all else, I want to see things differently. And so it is. Again, let's join together here for another brief moment of silence. As we read the Course in Miracles textbook and the workbook lessons repeatedly, And there's no set number that one might think that they need to study this book. But I think it was, I think it would be almost, well, it would be very difficult for someone new to this thought system to really grasp the deeper meaning in this work with just one reading through it. And I just want to point out in paragraph 5, that what we were just reading, you could, in fact, gain vision from just that table if you could withdraw all your ideas from it and look upon it with a completely open mind. It has something to show you, something beautiful and clean and of infinite value, full of happiness and hope. Hidden under all your ideas about it is its real purpose, the purpose it shares with all the universe. And that's really fairly subtle. But what it's saying is that everything is equal. Everything's the same in God. Our experience here is and was a stated goal to see things separately. And now our stated goal is to see things differently, which is to begin to move back to the original state of our consciousness and the way we saw the universe as part of us, the chair, the table, the wall, the floor. It is one with us. Its purpose is our purpose. It's joined in union with us in relationship as an expression of that purpose. But it's subtle. It's very subtle. And I find that it's glorious to read this workbook lessons for a few years, if I can say it that way, or to read the textbook several times and to join with people that are doing it, because we continue to mine out more and more riches and more treasures of the teaching of a course. This thought system is subtly sprinkled throughout the workbook and the textbook. And it's just a real joy to me to read it again and to notice those little, you know, subtleties of truth that you and God are one. Mm. And the purpose is God's purpose. And that purpose, as we understand it through this teaching and what our brother Jesus has shared with us, is to simply be the expression of love, to be the channel and the conduit for love to be expressed in the universe, in all that is, in the all of all, if you will. I, above all else, I want to see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Above all else, my focus then is, yeah, I'll take care of the body, and I'll take care of the bills, I'll take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. But above all of that, I want to see the real purpose in everything that I see, because as it reveals its purpose to me, it reveals my purpose to me.
Mm. Beautiful. Above all else, I want to see things differently. It is a claim to vision. It is placing vision as the desire, the number one desire of our being, is placing that first. We're calling forth vision. And as you were saying, you know, Brother T, that, you know, the call to be love, and that as we are love, since it's a reflective universe, we see only love. And so I think of all the communities I've worked with and all of the just good-hearted desire to change the world. But we know spiritually in principle and truth that nothing changes unless we change our consciousness. And in changing our consciousness, we change what we see. And I love, too, that the Course will always, so far in these lessons, begin with the seeing. And I can bet you in some future lessons, we'll practice this with the thoughts or things, because the things are that which are reflecting back to us, our seeing, our being, truly, you know, what we are. This has embedded in it so many things that I love. One of my very favorite statements I always say, and I don't remember getting this from A Course in Miracles, but I'll say how we do some things is how we do all things. And there's a sentence in this lesson that is very similar. And it says in the second paragraph, the last sentence, the light you will see in any one of them is the same light you will see in them all. I love the idea that this is saying, you know, hey, you look about yourself in your world and you see everything as separate. And this lesson is diminishing the boundaries and separation that we place amongst objects, amongst things of the world, and even people. How we do some things is how we do all things. There's another aspect of this that I love is the idea then that everything has our own best interest. Everything has our best interest at heart. And it reminds me of one of your teachings, Brother T, where you say, you know, if you can remove the judgments and the meaning that you overlay everything, you will realize and see that everything, the chair, the table, that being is just there to love you. And so it's really the universe is loving us. And then the final thing that I love about this lesson, again, is the humility piece. Mm. You know, the idea of the walking through our experience in that humbly as we regard the world around us and inviting it to inform us what it is there to teach us or how it's there to serve us or whatever it's revealing to us. And there is such beauty in that as a way of life. Imagine meeting everyone and everything with the grace and the regard and the worthiness that there to reveal itself to us and not to presume I know what it is. It really opens up the heart and mind, I think, to the infinite possibilities and to the truth that everything is conspiring for our good. It's not separate. It's not opposed. It's not another. It's all there to serve. And when I get my own bloated nothingness out of the way and allow myself to have the vision to see, I will see. And above all else, that's what I want. I want to see it differently than how I have perceived it thus far. So
there's a beautiful song that I'm reminded of that. And I can't remember the author or the writer.
Are you going to sing it for us?
No, I won't sing it. But it's basically everything is holy now.
Oh, yes.
Right? And so we begin to see the holiness of everything as we evolve, as we advance, as we ascend. And I think the word ascend is so much more beautiful in its resonance than the word evolve. But as we ascend, you know, everything becomes holy, right? So everything is holy now to the awakened mind.
Peter Mayer,
there you go.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It's a beautiful song.
Oh, it's amazing. So you can find it. You can find it out. So if you haven't heard that song, you know, Mighty Companion, you can look it up on YouTube. But beautiful song. And we've had that song. Has been sung several times at some of the spiritual centers that we've served in. So anyway, yeah, everything is holy now. And that's what we'll be seeing differently. We begin to see the holiness that is God in all things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. So thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us to the end of our conversation today. We love you, and we will be back again tomorrow for the next lesson. And then we just want to say, as a closing remark, stay the course.
Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.